Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
How is your prayer life? If you are like most of us, it has seasons and sometimes lacks consistency. Prayer, faith and holiness are key to reaching your destiny. Join Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie as he encourages the body of Christ to get closer to God in prayer.
One of the nature of Christ is love. There are two things on earth that is so practiced in heaven. The language in heaven is faith and the character is love. Because God called the things which be not as though they were. So God operated by faith. When Jesus cursed the fig tree and the disciples said, Master, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. He said, have faith in God. It means that the literal translation says, have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes in what he said. In the book of Genesis, Genesis is the handiwork of God. Revelation and Ephesians talk about the predestiny or predictions of what is about to happen. Them that he predestined, he called. So God is an architect. The architect doesn't build, but he puts the drawing on a paper for the builder to use the drawing to build. So God imagined how the world is going to be. And in Genesis, he started calling them. So you see two things there. And God said, and God saw. And God said, and God saw. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the sea come, and the sea came. So in the faith operation, you must say it and believe that you will see it.
Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie is an end-time season firebrand prophet and an evangelist with a unique preaching ministry anchored on prayer. He teaches and prophesies the word of God with signs and wonders.
Last week, I started talking about the rapture, which normally once a while we have to bring that message in your consciousness. And the reason we preach those things about eschatology and the study of the end time is because, believe it or not, Jesus Christ will come again. And he's coming. And it's possible that he will come very soon. Hallelujah. Because of the fulfillment of Bible prophecies about the end time, nations will rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdom. Ballistic missiles, drones, while they are being shot left and right, is a sign. Those are signs of the end time. Hallelujah. But how do you sustain yourself and live a life that you will not be found wanting, or makes the opportunity to live a life that is full of joy and peace? And the Bible said all these troubles will not be there again. Hallelujah. Now, the first point I want to make is that you can never live your Christian life successfully on earth without the power of the Holy Spirit. Say amen to that. The Holy Spirit is the secret for successful Christian living. And so today, line upon line and precept upon precept, I'm going to, because it's one of the most misunderstood subjects. Some people are in a church, they don't know the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, somebody has told you the Holy Ghost is a dove. He is not a dove. Tell your neighbor, be wise, be wise. Hallelujah. He is not a fork. He is not a goose pimple. People come to church, they worship, and they feel some goose pimples, and they say, the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit is not a wind. Tell the person, the Holy Spirit is not a wind. Amen. Tell another person, the Holy Spirit, he is not merely a fire. Sometimes we talk about the fire of the Holy Ghost. We even use it as a warfare prayer. Holy Ghost fire. How many of you have prayed that prayer before? Amen. Die by fire. I'm telling you, I have some nice cats. I brought them to Portis. People have killed all of them by fire. Because as far as the black man is concerned, every cat is a witch. And so one day I was passing, I saw somebody, hey, look at the cat, fire of the Holy Ghost. I didn't see that cat again after today. Tell your neighbor, it's amazing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, people in the West, land and see a cat in a cold, they will say, oh, poor cat, why did you get into this cold? I wish I can help you. In America, they will say, oh, look at the way the cat is suffering. And the person will say, push, but if you pass by the back house of a Ghanaian, Poterian Christian, and if you are not lucky, you land in Nigeria, you are in very trouble. Die by fire. Hallelujah. And so we have come to the conclusion that the Holy Ghost is not just merely a fire. Amen. It is not just merely a rain. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a person. Tell somebody the Holy Ghost is a person. What did I just say? The Holy Ghost is what? He is what? He is what? Say that very loud. If he is a person, then he is not an it. I can close with that one. He is not an it. He is a him with the H as a capital letter. Amen. He is the third person of the Godhead. And I really want to open your spirit to understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Because if you understand the manifestation of how the Spirit of God works, it's the beginning of a victorious Christian life. You are struggling because you don't know the third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Jesus says something in the book of John chapter 16. When you read from verse number 12. Coming down. John chapter 16 and verse number 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Jesus said, I have a lot of things to tell you, but you can't handle it. So, what will be the solution for what he's talking about is in verse number 30. Howbeit, when ye the Spirit of truth is come. So, one of the names of the Holy Ghost is called what? The Spirit of truth. He shall guide you into all truth. So without the Holy Spirit, you'll be in error. The reason why people are embracing demonic doctrines is because they don't have the Holy Ghost in them. At the end of the message, so I'm going to show you that the Holy Spirit is the only one that is in you and also by your side. So if you are sitting here and Jesus Christ, you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, then the Holy Spirit is living in you. But the Holy Ghost cannot live in you if Jesus, there's no invitation for Christ to come to you. Jesus said, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That means that the devil can take you by surprise. If only you understand the works of the Holy Spirit. Because he has the capacity and ability to show you things to come. That is what we talk about. Among the gift of the Spirit, we talk about word of knowledge. We talk about word of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the one. So, it's the gift of the Spirit. It's not the gift of a pastor. So, if you don't have the Holy Spirit and you're operating the gift, then you're operating from another kingdom. So, only the Holy Spirit can go to your past. And things that were happening that nobody was there, bring them out. Because he will show you things to come. It's only the Holy Spirit that can tell you where you are going. That is why the Bible is a prophetic book. Because the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. Stay with me, we are going somewhere. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And they are profitable. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So the Holy Ghost is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Now, some of you know his presence. Sometimes I feel, you have heard a lot of pastors say, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have heard that statement before? And you yourself have been saying, I just feel the Holy Ghost. Thank God for your feeling. So the fact that you feel his presence means that, this one I'm trying to say, the Holy Ghost is a person. Look at your neighbor and say, don't forget this one. The Holy Spirit is a person. And his presence is the evidence of his person. The Holy Spirit presence is the evidence of his person. The Holy Spirit presence is the evidence of his person. Say that again. The Holy Spirit is a person. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit is a person. Amen. And you see what Jesus said. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. 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 So Jesus recognized the Holy Spirit as your mentor. Wow. How do I know that? He shall guide you into what? All truth. A mentor is a monitor. So if I become your mentor, I become your human monitor. Somebody you look up to. Somebody that you want to follow his lifestyle. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. So listen to me. Anytime you make a mistake, don't go back and blame God. It is possible you ignore his voice. Give the Lord a clap of it. Every trouble in our life is as a result of, oh Jesus Christ. It's as a result of the fact that we ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Can we talk more about the power of the Holy Spirit? In John chapter 14 and verse number 26. John chapter 14, Jesus recognized him as a mentor. Let me give you another scripture for that. But the comforter. Wow, 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 wow. Oh, Jesus was talking about the Father. Come back a little bit to verse number 24. A little bit to verse number 24. He that loveth me. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, be yet present with you. Watch this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said. So you fail exams because you didn't give the Holy Spirit attention. He can remember you of the things you learned. People that are filled with the Holy Ghost don't have retentive memory problem. This is all the struggle of our Christian life. Ignoring the Holy Spirit, you are not conscious of his presence. The more you know of him, the easier your Christian life becomes. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are called the sons of God. So if he doesn't lead you, you don't look like a child of God. As many as are led. So he leads you to choose a future partner. He leads you to choose a job. He leads you to select your friend. He leads you to make sure 3 companies have employed you. By which one should I go? It's the Holy Spirit. Ask your neighbor, do you know the Holy Spirit? Tell the person, do you know the person of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Don't forget that he's not a wind. Do you remember? He's not a wind. Tell your neighbor, he's not a wind. The Holy Spirit can enter your life like water and refresh you, but it's not water. Talk to me. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can enter your life like fire, purifying you, but it's not fire. Amen. He is a person. The Holy Spirit can move suddenly and quickly into your life like a wind. But he is not a wind. He is a person. So when you hear a whirlwind, don't say the Holy Ghost is moving. What you are from? You say it's the Spirit of God. No. He's a person. Amen. I'm going to give you something. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit is a person. Let's take off from here. What did I say? The Holy Spirit is what? Now, if he's a person with a presence, then he can be offended. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 5. My goodness. Who? Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 29. First, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Tell your neighbor the Holy Ghost can be offended. Let no corrupt communication, look at the screen, proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Wow. I love this one. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Only a person can be grieved. A wind cannot be grieved. So he is not a wind. a person can be grieved. A fire cannot be grieved. Nobody can grieve a dove. I have some doves here, and I have some there. Sometimes they call them pigeons. I'm yet to even know the difference between the dove and the pigeon. But the pigeon cannot be grieved. I have some in my house. They never get grieved. You feed them, they don't care. You don't feed them, they die. They just die. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. What are the things that grieve him? Next verse. Let's see the things that grieve him. Number one, let all bitterness. So when you are bitter, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. And wrath, heated anger, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking, put away from you with all malice. Now, come back to the verse I quoted, verse 29. And switch to the New Living Translation. And let's break it down. Don't use foul or abusive language. That means that when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there are certain words you must be. You must find it difficult to pronounce it. The way you say it effortlessly, it shows how the Holy Ghost is not in your life. Christians can say all kinds of things. My goodness, the Bible said, don't use foul, abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful. Once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Now look at the next verse, what the Bible is talking about. And it goes, and do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit. So you can make him sorrowful. Only a person can be sorrowful. So there are a lot of Christians in our generation that is always making the Holy Ghost sad. Now hear this. If the words you speak can offend you, what about if you are committing adultery? What about if you are fornicating? You will get there in a second. Some of you are sitting in the church, we are talking about holiness, but you don't care. You seem not to care. I'm sure yesterday night you committed fornication. Yesterday night, look at your neighbor and say, is he talking about you? Ask them what he's talking in your heart. If Jesus is standing in front, is he gone? No, you can't be there. You can be wearing black with a yellow thing. But yesterday night, oh yes. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Hey, what a generation that is bringing sorrow. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way we live. You know the reason our problems are multiplied? The one that is sent to help us, we are always grieving him. So actually, he has left us. Do you know Jesus couldn't function on earth without the Holy Spirit? Nobody can survive on this earth without him. Even Jesus couldn't. Do you know that there was no recorded miracle of Jesus until he was filled with the Holy Ghost? Now, let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus could even do miracles without the Holy Spirit. So the miracle worker is actually the Holy Spirit. Now hold on here and go to Acts chapter 10 verse 38. I'll come back to this place. Acts 10 38 and give me the King James Version. And I want us also, all of us to read it in concept. Acts 10 38 in the King James Version. Let's all read it. How God did what? With Zomi. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Zomi. With Borges. With a jungle. Let's read it. Ready? Go. How God, with what? So without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be anointed. If we take 1 gallon and pour it on you, and the Holy Ghost is not in you, we just mess your dress. The chemistry aspect is the faith of agreeing with God. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and just verse 12. And he sent and brought him and was rid of a dark counter. Verse number 13. Go to verse number 13. And Samuel took the horn of what? Talk to me. Samuel took what? And Paul is and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Chemistry. And after that, what happened? And the Spirit of the Lord. What? If Samuel Paul, that the next one didn't come, it was just a mere entertainment. So hear this. Don't come to anointing service living in sin. Nothing will happen to you. We will pour the oil. I can release the chemistry, but God release the mystery. The mystery is the one that your eyes cannot see, is the one that your ears cannot hear. I am a man, but God is God. I am just God's contact and God's servant. When I released the chemistry, God released the mystery. All Samuel did was release the chemistry. The mystery is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that came upon David for him to kill a lion and kill a bear and kill Goliath. So without the Holy Spirit, there are things you can't try to kill. And guys, let me say this. The witches in your family don't fear you if you don't have the Holy Spirit. So who are you before? Because it's a spiritual battle. And I do not want that. When he extracts the spirit from his body and starts moving under that power of the devil, you are helpless without the Holy Spirit. Now let me tell you something. The time you close your eyes and the time you wake up, you can't tell what comes to your room. You can't tell. And spirits don't need the key. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he touched a wall and he's in the room. So your Bible and my Bible said, when you are sleeping in the night and the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh my goodness. When the enemy comes in like a flood. Now, if he can rain in Dubai for 12 hours and fill a Dubai airport, you can imagine the same rain come to Ghana. But this time, all of us are fishes. Vicky is a tilapia. Obroni is a... This one, when you look at the way it's fair. Huh? Redfish. Good. I don't know how mommy will look like. Huh? Mommy will be what kind of feed do you think? Simon. As for me, dangerous octopus, I will be just be in the air. That's what it is. If that rain stopped Dubai airport, I'm telling you, Sheikh Zayed Road. They don't want to mention the death toll. And the reason for the destruction was flood. Now, there are different kinds of floods. Some floods are called tsunami. Some of them are called hurricane. And the Bible says the enemy can come after you like a flood. And when the enemy decides to come from the west and the east and the north and the south, only the Holy Spirit can say, hey, stop here. If the Holy Spirit doesn't lift a standard, you are a dead person. Give the Lord a clap of. You better pay price to know the third person of the Godhead. I say, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. You are wasting your time. Sit down. If you don't know him, you are just you. I can't even call you a child of God. You cannot know the scriptures. You can't learn the Bible like the way you learn art maths and learn sociology and learn government. The Bible cannot be interpreted by your mind. The way I bring us revelations out of the Bible, the one that teach me is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Think about this. A young man whose father was a carpenter was walking around a town with one street and 11 buildings. And they called him Jesus. And suddenly, he started teaching. And that's what the people asked. How come this man teach like this when he has never known letters? What they mean is that, how come he can teach like this when he has never attended school? No professor can supersede the Holy Spirit. I don't care the nonsense he has teaching. No. In fact, he's the creator of knowledge. The Holy Spirit is the only person who understands every language. Because the creator of languages must understand languages. There is no mortal man on earth that can speak every language. Do you know the languages in Ghana alone? Do you know? Do you know the languages in Nigeria? And the Holy Ghost understands everyone. Because when everyone pray on the language, he hears.
gossiping of the Godhead. Oh my goodness. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. I say, I'm praying for you that the Almighty God will give you what? Understanding. Understanding is very, 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 very crucial in your quest for victory. Write this one down. The Holy Spirit is not it. Write it down. I've told you already. Number one, He is not it. I told you He is a He. The Holy Spirit is not a cloud. I'm sure you have that one. The Holy Spirit is not a feeling. Am I going too fast? The Holy Spirit is not a mist. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is a personality. And because of His personality, He has character. Go back and listen to the message again. The Holy Spirit has senses. The Holy Spirit has feelings. And finally, the Holy Spirit is God. What did I just say? The Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit is the source for all. Or, let me put it this way. The Holy Spirit is the source of the anointing on your life. How God anointed. And when Samuel poured the chemistry, the Holy Spirit descended. Now, Acts chapter 10 verse 30, it says, how God anointed. Wow. So, Jesus Christ also need to be anointed. They won't say you don't need to be anointed. Let's all look at the screen and read it. How God anointed Jesus Christ with what? The Holy Spirit. So God anoints you, but the agent He used to anoint you. So let me tell you something. When you see people say, this person is anointed, it means that the Holy Ghost has rest in the person. In a certain level of dose. The sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in a person is the demonstration and the evidence of the things that He does. The Holy Spirit makes ordinary people become extraordinary. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Normal, illiterate, down people, then the Holy Ghost picked them. I've told you, I don't have a Bible school certificate. If you come to me and say, show me your Bible school certificate, I don't have one. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't be a good Christian. No. That is why some of you cannot say the Holy Ghost told me. Or I said. Some of you have never made a statement like that. Some do make it and it's a lie. They don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. I sense. Oh boy. It's not correct. Because, no. One of the signs is that a lot of people are quoting the Holy Spirit, but they have no relationship with the Holy Spirit. We are going to go deeper into this. They have no relationship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit living anyhow. Because He's a person and He can be grieved. Do you remember us? Come back to the book of Ephesians. I gave you Ephesians chapter 14. We're reading from verse number 20. So we came there. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own. Guarantee that you will be saved on the day of redemption. So actually, without the Holy Ghost, you can't go to heaven. No, I'm not talking about attending church. Going to church, that's only you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't rest in people who go to church. In fact, let me tell you something that shocks you. Now that we are all here, the Holy Ghost is here. When we go, this is an empty building. The Holy Ghost don't dwell. That is why, listen. Never deceive yourself to think that you can do what other people are doing. Anointing don't dwell in building, they dwell in men. So, you understand it? Never deceive yourself to think that the things we do, like building a potter city, there is a force behind it. There is a supernatural force behind it. And you cannot copy it. When the Holy Ghost is doing something, the Holy Ghost is not a photocopy machine. He is expert of doing new things. Don't try to copy. Don't. You can copy to a certain extent, but you destroy yourself at a certain point. Amen. When we stand and we are all standing up before God, we don't stand in God. We don't stand in the presence of God the same. We are not all the same. Are you getting it? No. The battles I can contain, it can kill you. the kind of enemies that come after me, if they come after you, you won't survive for one day. And that is why God said, no temptation has overtaken you. Such that is common to man. I will not let you be tempted above. So I am built for the demons I'm facing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So listen, 15 years ago, Building Power, when I went to my first invasion with Bishop James in Atlanta, Georgia, I came by the Lord and said, don't do that again. Stop it. I went, it was successful. In fact, Bishop James came and said it was a very successful show program that will buy Echo. We'll go again. But the Lord said, don't. Now let me tell you something. When the Holy Ghost speaks, he doesn't give details. But if you like, try it. Now listen, God is not under obligation to explain himself to you. You are not supposed to ask God to explain himself. You just have to obey. God owns none of us here an explanation. None of us here. Lord, can you explain to me what happened when you're children? No. It's just the arrogance in you that is making you feel that way. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. God owns you no explanation. Period. Get thee out of your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land I will show you. Say, Lord, explain. The Bible says, and Abraham departed, not even knowing where he's going. So God has your own explanation. 50 years, I never going there again. The Lord said, don't go to that thing. It was a vision clear. I saw myself going to nations and breaking grounds for revival. 50 years I started. That is why when Moses saw that he's going to be a redeemer, he was trying it in the arm of flesh and kill an Egyptian, but God knows he's going to kill himself. Because you can't face Egypt demons with your strength. They will kill you in no cause. So God sent him on an ezer and trained him for 40 years. You are going to come back, but the method you are going is a suicide mission. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, there will be tension in your home. In fact, the worst person you can leave is the person. It's difficult to walk in the Holy Spirit have people around who don't know the Holy Spirit. Because they will offend you without knowing. One of the difficulties in walking in anointing is when you are surrounded by carnal people. Nothing is so treacherous. Nothing is so Jesus Christ. If you are not strong, it can send you in a grave before your time. If you are anointed, and the people around you don't understand anointing. They don't know anointing. That is why there are places Jesus will take only Peter, James, and John. Because that encounter is not a consumption for the 12. God will not just get anybody to just be around. No. Some of you are trying to get a visa to go with us in invasion. And sometimes God doesn't give to God. Who could do a power have about Jamai? I see people who follow pastors on missions and they return with curses. Because whilst we are going under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, they were living in a carnal mindset. Nobody can serve God in the arm of flesh. No. Everybody was being baptized. And Jesus also being baptized and praying. The heavens was open. And the Holy Spirit descended like, not a doubt, but like. Your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. So he's not a lion. And even if he's a lion, he'll be an old lion by now. And old lions are not dangerous. Now, what do you mean by life? Being born in a garage doesn't make you a car. You are just born in where cars are kept.
that you are not. No. Jesus was born in a manger, but he was not a sheep. It's not physically Ojai and Aponte. No. He was born there. Are you getting me? So the Holy Spirit, oh Jesus, was being baptized, and the Holy Ghost descended like a dove. The dove is the evidence for man to know. Because if God doesn't show the dove, John will not understand. For instance, we don't need the oil to anoint you to be healed. But because you cannot pick it by faith, because your faith has a level, you must feel something. So the oil is a contact to activate your faith, to receive your healing through the Holy Spirit. Now listen, there are a lot of people walking in church, they think they are mature, but they are not mature. A lot of people walking in church thinking they have arrived. Now let me tell you something. Accumulations of years in church does not make you mature. It is what is stored inside you and the ability to practice them. So somebody can be born again last year and be mature that somebody who has been in church for 10 years. Give the Lord a clap of. You can see it in their attitude. You can see it in their manners. You can see it in their attitude. No. It shows in the Bible, Methuselah was 969 years and died. The achievement was he died. Nothing was said about Methuselah. He was 969 years and died. Methuselah, what is your achievement? I died. So, and Jesus was 33 years. And the impact is still being felt. So it's no message in duration, that donation. Die empty. Die empty. Amen. That is why there are people who don't die. I am listening to Max Moro's message and as if he's alive. Then I saw that there are people they will never die. Never die. No. Depends on how you use your gifts, you will never die. Do you know 100 years from now when Jesus died, people will be listening to me. People will be reading my books. In fact, it is even estimated that you get more followers after you departed to heaven. Because we are listening to Smith Wigginsburg. We are talking about people like A.A. Allen. We are talking about people like Ida Hosa, which probably is not in our generation. But sometimes your generation by familiarity may not listen to you. But a certain generation writes up and says, oh, there was a man who used to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. So we are not just doing what we are doing. We are doing it for posterity. We are doing it for generations to come. There are people who are not yet born. Do you know that when Papa Deboye started ministry, I was 2 years old. It's now 85 or thereabout. And I was 2 years. Today I'm reading. Think about it. And I'm quoting him. So there is a boy who is probably 6 years. So there's a boy who is born 2 years. And by the time I'm 80 something to 90 years, that is why in this kingdom, when you move fast, you can fall. Because listen, in the midst of the slowness, some of you want to move. You wish today you are married, and the next day you are pregnant, and the next day you have delivered. Some of you, that's what you wish. It's so much pressure on Ghanaians that everybody wants to become rich. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. The worst thing that can happen to you is when God gives you money you can't manage. Yeah. I gave you a revelation. I said that God went to the Europeans and gave them 5 talents. The Asians has 2 talents. And they gave Africa 1. The problem is not the quantum of your talent. Why 1? Not because God is impartial. The reason this one needs 5 is that where he is located, you need a lot of things to manage. That means that this one must manage snow. This one must manage spring, summer, autumn, and winter. So I must give him 5 to work and get 10. This one must manage a lot of things. By their population and by their quantum, China is about 1.4 billion. India has the biggest democracy on earth. It takes them 6 weeks to finish voting. So when God gave you 1, the reason God also gave you 1 is that, do you know
one of the richest nations is Switzerland. And when I went there, they have no natural resources. No natural resources. They only have systems and professions that work. Systems. Systems. Do you know the reason why there's a lot of accidents in your country? Because laws are not enforced. In fact, let me tell you something. A country like America, no matter how illiterate you are, you cannot live there ignorantly. You will be forced to learn because the system will force you. Because you flout it, you pay for it. How can somebody without road, no road around, can drive a truck into a railway? Only your country, you are magicians. No. If there is a crossing, and once you are crossing on the road, your car stop is fine. But there is no road on the left. There is no road there. But you manage to climb it. And park the car on the railway. Only Ghana can this thing happen. No. When you are driving on the motorway, where the axle check is, they put a height there, 5 feet. But they'll park the articulator to a three-story building. And they've broken that thing down. And the person is free. So listen. What do you mean by all the things? Parking truck on the railway. Eating and throwing the kenke ass on the road. Choking your gutters. It's a buried talent. It's a sign and a symbol. Now, do you know something? I ask God to forgive me. I will never blame anybody who has become a president in Ghana. Never. And I'm not going to blame anybody who has become president. Because, you know, I saw in the Bible that when the righteous is surrounded by the wicked, justice is perfected. Because the countries that has make it, it's not the leaders that make it. They contributed. The leaders couldn't make it without the people. I was telling my son, and I said, do you know that? We were talking, I told him, and he brought in Rwanda. And he asked me some people. I said, Nana, the Rwanda president can do a forum for youth and put them in the stadium and conscientize them and show them the vision of where they are going. I listened to one of those things. That he said, hey, you guys are in university. We expect you to do this. You expect you to come and do this. You don't need to run away. Now, listen. Rwanda is one of the few countries in Africa that don't need visas to go to a lot of countries that you have to queue for visa. Because the people themselves are not going. Now, I was sitting in a plane with a white man, and he asked me a question. And we get in conversation and say that, I really don't understand you people. And I said, why? Why don't you understand us? He said, well, I am a Dutch, and I came to your country for just about 6 months. I was trying to see what I can do because it's very difficult to invest in that. And when I came to your country, you know what? I'm going to bring all my family. And I'm coming. I say, I don't know why you travel to come to us. And I said, why? And I wanted to know. I said, you know, I thought I have a depression problem. But when I came to Ghana, it can't work. I said, well, I have about 12 workers in that small company I've opened. Everybody will come and run and greet. Hi, say, how are you? And you'll be hugging. Nobody has ever hugged me where I come from. And he said, the attitude of the people working around me has let depression lift you up. Wait a second. But the people God has given them this talent, you don't see it. And that is why I say it's a buried talent. So, there is nothing wrong with your presidents. There is nothing wrong with your ministers. There is nothing wrong with your chief executive. There is something wrong with you people. And I am not one of you. Now, watch this. If I have Ghanaian mentality, I will never build potters. Never. I don't have that mentality. No. I will never build potter. For your information, when COVID came, I was here, a general in the army came to me. I didn't even know there's even a law like that. The general came to me, drove here with some army officers and said that we are having a national security meeting. At that time, they were looking for isolated centers. Sorry, men of God, please sit down. Isolated centers. And he said that in the course of looking for, when people have come, there's a place we have to send them. Your property came in the meeting with the president. And we came to tell you that you have to hand it over to us. Then I saw that there is a law in the country, in the constitution, that when you have a property that will benefit the country, it's not a matter of I won't give it. It's one of the greatest lessons I learned in my life was when I built potters and I bought electric poles. And I put high tension poles and fixed electric poles. I didn't know that when you buy electric pole and you fix it for 24 hours, it's not for you. You see the way you are ignorant? Then I saw that all the poles are lifted there. They came to run on the property of ECG. So if I knew it, I should have used it 23 hours and start cutting all of them away. But that is the law. The law said that when you put it down after 24 hours, it becomes the property of ECG. So the high tension I brought, now they've tapped power from there to other houses. But when I went to, they told me that they have no plan and budget to bring power here. Go back home and study that scripture. This one work and got 10. This one work and got 4. This one bury his talent. The blessing Jesus pronounced on the one with 10, he pronounced the same to on the one with 4. So as far as God is concerned, it is not the quantum, it's the faithfulness. And you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So let me tell you something. Let's make a decision to help whoever God decides to lead us. Because listen, the people in the country can prevent the government from becoming corrupt. Very easy. No, there are countries who are fighting corruption and it's working. It's working. The greatest thing I heard about corruption is that you don't fight corruption from the bottom, you fight it from the top. So forget about the policeman on the road. Go to the top. Top. Once the down people see what is happening to the top people, that is, go and read Lincoln's book, From Third World to First World, Singapore. You will see it written there. They've started, one minister went for vacation. At the airport, they arrested him and put him in jail. Against the laws. If they come and put a boat here at the water, and they say, free America. Hey, some of you even forget your Bible. You will leave your Bible and say, God, Prophet Nana, may the Lord be with you. This is daddy, Holy Ghost. But do you know something? I pray that those who are there will come, they will tell you the truth. Unfortunately, they come with some suitcase, and they make it feel like it's easy to go there. You can't deceive me with that one. No. What you need is the power of the Holy Spirit on your life. And in agreement with what he tells you to do, that will turn your destiny around. Wow. Tell your neighbor you need the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit more. Because the anointing, the Holy Spirit is the source of the anointing. How God anointed, and do not bring sorrow. How God do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit. No, wait, you give me the fishes. I've done it. Do not bring sorrow to the Holy Ghost by the way you live. Remember. Tell your neighbor, remember. tell them, remember. Remember, he has identified you as his own and guaranteed that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Let's keep going. Up to 32, then we stop there. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil. You know, I have spoken a lot for women. I just discovered something about what to make marriage work. And what make a woman prevent a man from chasing slave queens. Do you know that how a woman treats a man will determine his attitude in the house if he's not mature? Because there are things I can handle that others cannot handle. But there's one key. Let me tell you guys, one key. When you are going to marry, you are going to a wedding, lock it in your mind that I will respect this man.
you will live at peace.
Yeah, listen. Even if you are not the change, once your husband is locked up in his mind, but my wife respects me. That's it.
You have made him bonbon.
When you ask him for 10 times, he'll give you 20. Every man that is grieved is connected to disrespect. You cannot respect somebody and deny the person of anything. No. That is why they say, follow the lifestyle of your mothers, Sarah, who were calling their husbands Lord. So, do you know the meaning of the word Lord? When Sarah called Abraham Lord, it means that he said, Abraham, you own me. The word lordship means ownership. Very simple. Very, very simple. You go to the quarters. I'm not going to go. Eh? There are different quarters and tribes in Ghana. There are even tribes in Ghana who don't want to marry their women. And whatever is in your mind, I don't care. I've not mentioned any tribe. There are tribes who will cross and go and marry another tribe. Because there are certain tribe of women they respect. I asked a young guy in invasion and he said, Papa, I'm coming to Ghana because one of the main reasons are I'm coming to Portes to pray and I'm trying to choose a partner. I need a wife. And I said, wow. What about the woman in America? I say, Papa, omu muade. That is the word he used. It might not be all of them, but maybe one or two has demonstrated. Now, listen to me. It's a fact I'm telling you. Tell you. Now, when you... Oh, Jesus Christ. Husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. Do you remember that one? Ephesians 5, where we are reading. Huh? Now, go to Ephesians 5. Is it 20? 20, 21. Then find Ephesians 20. Ephesians 5, 20. Giving thanks always to all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it started. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. That means that nobody can submit if they don't fear God. Yeah, that's right. So the bottom line for you being respectful is the bottom line. Underlying factor is that you fear God. And to be a own muadi of your own yami. And to be a own son yami no muadi. What's my idea? The Bible says submitting yourself one to another. That is what it takes two people to make marriage work. It's not one person. No matter the woman is building and the man is not building, it will still affect the marriage. Because two cannot work except they be in agreement. Let's go down. I don't know good. Wife, submit yourself unto what? Your own husband as unto the Lord. So the way I'll pass on here, do the same thing in your heart towards your husband. It's heavier than what I'm talking. Now let's keep going. Watch this. Huh? For the husband is the head of the wife. Paul is making the systematic order. Now this thing says, you read it, but the responsibility is high. How do you respect a man that your pay is bigger than him?
That's right.
So you see, the good job you have, the bigger pay you have, over your husband or more than your husband, is also a test on your humility. So, wait, you don't clap. God can give you in a position to test what is inside you. So, you are not there because you are making it. There is a reason. God can change your husband's destiny in 1 second. And make him become a millionaire in 1 second. 1 second. Ba, 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 ba. The man's destiny has changed. Changed. But he probably gave you the money first. To see how. For the husband is the head. So God is saying that, Mom, I worry. Mom, I worry. Whether you like it or not, you don't. Now, it's stupidity for a subordinate to insult a superior in the army. No. I was in Burma camp and I saw that there was one common, a guy, but one day, I was going to do the funeral of my father-in-law, blessed memory, and we're trying to renovate the place where we're going to do the funeral. I walk around, so one day I told myself, I'm not an officer. He said, Then the guy told something, he said, it's even dangerous when we don't know who you are. So I better do it than taking it for granted and be punished. Now, do you know something? Watch it, watch this. I even saw that when the superiors are coming and they chest out, they don't even mind them. It's not that somebody says, oh, they also say, oh, oh. But they don't mind them. They just walk around. And they say that the reason they walk around is that they used to do it. So it's just a transfer baton. You do it. The Bible says, for the husband is the head of the wife. And that one, I'm not the one saying it. The one who instituted marriage is giving me the context in which we should marry. Because you don't buy a car and drive it anyhow. You must read the manual. Now watch this. I got blessed with some car. And I realized that. I said, no, this is not a car. This looks like a computer. What kind of thing is this? Because I've been telling, I say, I love BM, I love BM. Somebody say, Papa, you keep talking about BM, I'll get to. But what you brought me is not a car, it's a computer. Because you drove me stock. Then I realized that they say you have to connect the car. And then with your email, connect it to the manufacturers. And the manufacturers will give you a code. And then they, because of stolen car, now they monitor cars. And there were all kinds of problems. And we have to go through that kind of process. And Jesus, the manufacturer is giving you a manual for how to enjoy the car. The one that created you and gave you organs, and you are using it to marry, say, if you, oh Jesus Christ. I'm not too sure whether I'm talking to the right people. So you see, the problem is that you cannot turn away from God and succeed. It's not possible. It's not possible. I blew up my both sound system because I was ignorant and stupid, and I thought I know. One of the problems is that when you think you know. I thought I knew. I bought these books. I was working in America, and I love good sound. And when I heard that small machine with the sound, I said, which machine is playing? I said, this one, this is a Konami. How can a machine play like this? How much is it? And I said, whoa. He even opened it more. And then he messed my appetite. He wet my mouth. I realized that my heart has entered the machine. I couldn't resist the temptation. I bought it. And I don't forget, the guy told me, hey man, why are you going to use the machine? Can you do insurance on it? I said, no, I don't live here. I'm going to. Oh, you live in the overseas. Okay. When you go read the manual, this is what I say myself. In my heart, oh, get away from there. Who should read the manual? He said, now you are going to tell me to read the manual. And I came and I plugged the machine, boom, it blasts, boom. When I put it in the plug, I hear boom. And I said, smoke coming from inside. And I started shouting. I called the guy shouting. I said, take it easy. Don't shout. Take it easy. What's that? I said, the machine gave me. You gave me a 41. You should have given me the one in the showroom. I plug it, bro. And he said, where are you? I said, I am in Ghana. Where is Ghana? I said, you don't know Ghana. What are you living for? Oh, Africa. And the next thing is, did you read the manual? I said, no need to read the manual. You don't need this. I said, no, excuse me. He said, what is the voltage of the power you do there? Simple. I have brought 110 to 240. Thinking I know. So you have entered marriage thinking you know how to marry. And so there is no information. You are not reading. No, hear this. Don't clap. The worst ones are the ones who claim they are in ministry. The one who claim, quote unquote, God has called me. No wonder pastors' marriages are not working. No wonder some mommy marriages are under stress. Because you see, let me tell you something. I was in a school yesterday praying for them and the student. I told them. And ministry and preaching to them, I told them. I said, listen, the greatest power in our time is the power of information. We didn't utilize the power of transformation. So when you are informed, you'll be transformed. Now, where you are is not your destination. What transforms is the information you gather. So hear this. If you have enough information about how to marry a man, you will tame the man. Tame a man, nothing. Let me tell you guys, let me give you two wisdom. You don't tame a man because you know how to roll up on the bed. Yeah. Hear this. There is no style you know that another woman doesn't know higher. Yeah. I know you are calculating. Do you know what I know? No, we don't know what you know, but you keep it. We know you are a ninja, but let me tell you something. Even the ninjas, they were trained. Ninjas as masters. Shifu. Shifu is for kung fu. Shifu. Shifu means master. The Bible said, put the scripture there and let them read it for them to see. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, look at the bar. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own. You talk your husband with cheeky words. Trying to call, and you stay his ego. Because don't forget, there's something God put in a man called ego. It comes, depends on how a woman talk to her. So some of your marriage counselors will tell you that don't rebuke your husband in front of your mother. Do you know the reason why? He doesn't mind the rebuke, but the people, the subjects that are there, he think you undermine. It's not prophet Nana matter. It's a true matter that I'm talking about. Because Papa Biti, I say, okay, Jimmy said, and then I mean, no, Casapa. No, there is nothing like what Basso here, Kawasema. You must talk to us and now say, yeah. You are serious now with your nose. If you go, I won't trouble him, I won't trouble. Because I said, oh, you didn't want there, I won't trouble. What's the devil's son? Last point, not waste my cabby, be said. You talk to your husband anyhow. No, what was the last point he said? The Lord, the clap of your preach. Now, okay, that's one thing. She wants you to come out of your mouth. The danger dog I'm seeing is that marriages can break after 26 years. I was talking to a great man of God. He said, my marriage break after 27. I said, I thought after 27, what else? Where are you going? That means your mother can break at any time. Any time. Once you open up, the devil will enter. And let me say this to everybody to hear. Everybody hear me. Satan is not happy about anybody that is married. The devil wish everybody here is not married. Because no marriage, no productivity. And no marriage, no godly children can be raised. Go to prisons and check with the statistics. Most of the people in prison come from broken homes. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives, look at a woman and say, you are a wife. A wife to be or wives. Moses said, tun, mamidi ko jane, go, dabobo, mo chesty, obia peso wari, but can you keep a man? Can you make a man happy? And if you are not lucky, you marry somebody in ministry. Don't think you will kill the ministry. Do you know how many women have killed the ministry of men? Especially if the men are not strong. People talk about Jim Swaggart and Jim Baker. And Jim Swaggart committing adultery. Back to the history, the wife was denying him sex. Such an anointed man of God, who the day he sinned and he came to the open, that day he lost 500,000 partners. 500,000 partners. Jim Swaggart was more popular than Billy Graham. Billy Graham was looking up to him. Epitome of preaching. Hey, I know I'm offending your shit. When you say, my mama, 10 years, a veteran chum, the Bible says beauty is vain, but the woman that fears the Lord. Let me tell you something. What stabilizes a home is a woman. Yeah. Obanoma is a woman that turns a house to a home.
Don't forget that thing. Oba. House ye dan, home ye fie. Oba no timi dan ye dan ye ni fie. Which means you cook as a new loose appetite. Ben couldn't show a question what you mean. Or no, the party Ben could tempt in a Udi Ben Kusun if you don't know this year. But when you ask him how kind the Ben could appetite echo. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, all these things because people don't walk in the path of the Holy Spirit. No, we are sitting in church, people are married, and some of the partners are not filled. Some men are carnal, some women are extremely carnal. How can somebody sitting in church hearing the word of God as a woman in the office committing adultery? You sleep with a man in the office, come back and lie by your husband. Now, na uku watu omudi se ti akola ba fere kwa mi abere se no akosha bra bo be din uti mi se papa no oyɛ prophet e din o de ma akola no enti ase wo mi se osofo you have to have another spirit I don't mind. Sometimes you blame people who come out to say things, but listen, when you see somebody who have done some sin and come out to confess, I was sitting with an old man of God. He told me something about Catholic people. You know, Catholic, they have confessions. And comfort me, kukuni, but I don't confess. Father, I know I'm a hero, I'm a poison, you know. And they say that the confession has made a lot of them be free. What kills people is sins harboring. That they have not had the courage. It becomes a weapon in the hands of the devil. Look at the way the Bible put it. Confess your fault to one another and pray for one another. And tell you a German, a poem of the catch them. Catch them. Based on a nasty now kind. And now I'm a poem quite practice and I'm a tifa as. There will be a camp and we'll see any trust. Oh, starting and comes in two castles and I didn't rub once and immediately knows you trust. A man was talking to me about name ACC office. I said, Papa, airtime. I said, airtime. That's the way you say airtime. Obi air to fear. I said, I've been a man for now. Ya pump bank no nko obe free office be 7:30 ne bi titi bi nanso osekawa not obi nanso osekawa not obi nanso o ti obi be bi amater metra ho che mi ati me preach am abre for what to be now. Microphone. Mille, I don't say pacha. And to what about some of the crumble puppet, you know? Now anointing your doom channel. The struggles are. And you know, the people don't go to church in the office, they don't get converted. What they see, they are saying that if this is what in the church, what am I going to do here? Oh, yeah. You are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. Yes, in doom so, doom so. The light of the world. In the doom cry. Yes, so that. Ghana, they say, do my yes, would you do me and won't mean so be? It's a bomb, but we don't see results. Midnight prayer, 10 o'clock prayer. Every prayer altar you are there, but your life is not changing. Can't you go back to the drawing board?
a definition for insanity. Using the same method and trying to get a different result. Definition for insanity. Therefore, the church, as the church is subject to the Christ, so let wives be to their own husband in what? I want to hear that word, but I also want to make a in what? In what? Kasemu. Adrianiemu. Servimu. Conversationmu. Oh. Dr. Menso Tabe said, any man that, any woman or man, I don't know, is it that kisses your wife? How many years should be added? There's a quote. Or there's a study that shows that also anopa. Now, I want to form a film, I don't know. I don't want to be school. There's a certain years that is added. Now, what do you trust? Now, the atmosphere you have created, who should kiss you? This atmosphere. All the marriage troubles I have settled here, I have come with a common denominator. Whether the man is committing adultery, whether the man doesn't come homely, whether the man is messing around, the bottom line is that the woman became disrespectful and pushed the man. Now let me tell you something, every man, listen to me. If you marry a man that is not spiritual, because not all men have faith, Paul said it, and you start treating him that way, any woman that does more than what you do, you are in trouble. Now, mama, what is mama? We are spiritual. Only say Elijah. We are the uncle Benjamin. Pastor, let's say the uncle Benjamin. That one, you take advantage of the fact that the one that judge you direct is God. That is why some people can marry spiritual people and die premature. Now, God doesn't mind your attitude, but as you grow and you change. I had people send messages say, Papa, you have changed me. I have met Muslims, who greet me and say, you have changed my wife. And give me seed. Say, Meyere, no sinjata. Also, one day the wife changed so much, he asked his wife, what is happening to you? And he said, the man I'm listening to that every time you are angry. He said, really? And the husband said, I sat down and listened to you. And I said, So, whatever the woman has done in the past, that is rebellious, that is disobedient, as a result of change of attitude, it has cancelled. It has cancelled. Now, my question is, are you growing? Are you developing? Now, hear this. Because there are hundreds of men and hundreds of husbands. There are men, there are young girls who wish your husband is their husband. It is estimated that survey is showing that now most of the young girls prefer to go out with married men. Because one, the men pay, and number two, they don't demand too much. Oh, mama, who are the answer? Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. No. More young kokrabao. The first one, I cover it with the blood of Jesus. More young kokraba. Pastor Betunum, no more young kokra. It's simple. Hallelujah. Wait. O kofani boyfriend. O jananansu. On tiashi. Eh? Akwawi. Who can find a girlfriend? Who can find a boyfriend? Only she. By way, you can express OOB. He is in charge of a whole huge coastal international. OOB. Richard. OOB. Your pastor, I'm going to order for a crowd. So the girls are not interested in these people. After they make these ones buy them a house and a car, then they come and look for this one. So that they can control this one. I'm giving you the demonic systematic order. So kumu you. So kumu you. Bible says a time is coming. Remember, a man shown, seven women will come to one man and say, put your name upon us. Yawa ye ka, yawa ye fie, yawa ye takawana fashem, you'll be able to say kasam yere no, but what do you call? Bible chantu. No, I'm looking at, me sort of preach a lot of prophetic mercy. Especially, no, do you know statistics show that there are no careless women than women in church.
Yeah.
They are more than all the most careless women are women in church. The women that are in the world, they met their husbands in the discourse. And so they have a way of protecting them. They become the watchman of their husband. The things I'm preaching, it can make you misbehave. Come catch and say, there be another day a preaching, no, who they went here, and so now we what they. This is the bottom line. The things I preach can make you misbehave. I'm telling you. And let me tell you something. Another surveyor shows that anytime there is a divorce, it's a woman that suffers. Because at a certain age, if you are divorced, it will be hard if you are not. Except by divine intervention, you might not get a man to marry you. And most time, men that see women who has gone through divorce think they don't have character psychologically. But a man at every age, every age can get a wife. Every age. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And gave himself for it. Keep going. Watch this. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Keep going. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. And you become assembly later. That means that never also trust a man who is chasing who has a wife. Because you are supposed to love your wife as your own body. But it's difficult to love one who is disrespectful. Much as I must love you, make it easy for me to love you. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. Paul is too much. But nourish it and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. So, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Because of this scripture, because of this, this is, stay there, now go. This is a mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Keep going, if there's something to go. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. How many times is Paul repeating it? And wives, see that you reverence. Wait. Give me the New Living Translation. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself. But for the man to love the wife must respect. Showing you up and I can say, meaning about meaning so me and Casa meaning so what the cutter. Now you can tell Oba Omuadie by the thickness of her lipstick.
It's my opinion.
Can I go deeper? Especially Oma and Kofosom who offend. Open us to catch them, boy. Oh, you were pretty girl. Wow, yeah, you were pretty girl. And now, lipstick, I thick. Somebody call you. Hello, sister. Excuse me. Me? Am I the one you are talking to? Are you talking to me? Excuse me. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself. But for the man to love the wife, this Bible is a balanced book. That man that loves the woman, the wife must first do what? Respect. So make it easy for the man to love you. Hey, I pray that nobody will marry any of you and come to me and cry. But I want somebody to come and say, Papa, me that's sick. I am traveling abroad, and because of what I preach, people meet me and say, I'm coming to Pastor to find a wife. I never thought about it. One man said, why do you want to come and find a wife? I say, Papa, because of the things you preach. Because I have been in a church for years. I've never had my pastor preach the things you preach. I am assuming that if they, especially the choir says, so you are always standing in front of them preaching. Sure. Yehushuban huwajuma. Yehuwajuma. Yehushuban huwajuma. Your attitude. Yehuwajuma. Shiakasa. And some people say, free one number. About Boadia, so not same cry, Dobeka Simiran Bacho. PC, Bemena, Wadaroma, the Pacho. Pacho, what do you mean? Go to my name, the Pacho. What I was a man do? And to walk out Dana, I say, Papa, the damn Pasua, who could write Daniel Sinison, I say, we're a pouch, we don't know why not ye. Una why in ye? Ponce and the BB Catchen, or Bowie, mean talk, man. Me see diamond. Oh, piano baby didn't want to chino. Just here, rubber, who more the young? That's a meabofra. Me abofra. Me here, Otifie. Hey, Nabi. No, Bible, the scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures, it cannot be broken. I'm telling you. And some of you think you have a right. Won't start to cry. That's some of you, the things you are preaching, the media may come. Whoa, what kind of who more the young? Who could not pen was a mobile womb? What did? Would they show lipstick? Especially someone can't red and black, you know. This or come red, not the black at twice here. Or my son said, Sammy Cassa black now, Ube who may be a fever. Now may the rest of nobody called China Mediatron. It's about. Hey, when one paper list to grow my new home? Patron paper. My own will be up to younger to have a pen paper manual. Open back for Travis Anker. Then what have you done that your husband doesn't come home? Why is the guy close and he stays at the office? Why is he staying there? No. My mudok says, I say, create a home that you are not comfortable everywhere. Except your home. Yeah. Love what you love. Don't love what I love. I love animals. So I can't live without them. That's the only thing that I love them more. I have pilots. I have doves. I have every kind of animal. I have them. I have peacocks, I have them. And they love me. One day, mommy told me, hey, come away. Wow, oh, bow, move up. If I'm driving on 200 meters, the dog can sense me. They can start misbehaving that they say, the boy is moving. They say, Kai, come away and say, Daddy, ba. One day, they call him and say, hey, big boy, the way you are behaving, these foolish boys, they will know I'm coming. Tame yourself down. Don't behave. I was a man, and I told them, there is something about the instinct of a dog. If you love them, they know. se krama ti se wata ba nipa awari bebere gu ma men ka chere kasa awari egu anya ni akokoto ni a oma ba sori omo pretend ba in the bedroom is a different story. That one is more obi ohun ni ku be na ni bofu obi ohun ni yiri pe na ni mpa ba urade he no o ti afi ye den ke. My spiritual father told me there is a pastor who gathered prayer warriors to pray that his wife should die. It's called soulish prayer. Why did? But then I obey my ukumbe bompa. He said, "Who? The one that's supposed to be your head? No, you see, you are going on the blame side. Say, hey, Papa, no, or your Christ, or no, you're wicked. But find out what the woman did. Because let me tell you something about ministry. Let me tell you something. When a man is called by God." Everybody that don't help him to fulfill the ministry is seen as a demon. Timidrai, anything you do that fight what I'm doing for God, you come direct as an enemy. It's with everybody with a genuine calling. And you also fall in love with people deep down, you know that they are supporting your vision. They are holding the vision to lift it up. They become everything in your life. Sometimes, Paul said, Epaphroditus was sick near unto death. But God had mercy on him and not me also, because his death could have brought me sorrow upon sorrow. Because Epaphroditus is a brother. A co-worker. So Paul said, my mission is supported by Epaphroditus. And such a man die, it can even kill me. Listen. Under the auspices of the Holy Spirit, under the anointing, go home, listen to what I preach, and respect your husband. I'm telling you, forget about the man. Forget about the man. If you respect the man, because the builder of the home is the woman. If you respect a man, the man will naturally love you. You see, you are a heavyweight champion in Obi Ohun Muadi. So the conversion is not going to come easy, because what did you match it? Who started saying Ohun Muadi not working like that? And now they are near. And now they are and now they are worried. And now Kasa. The way I will cast on. Why should you confess with your husband and you will be the first to get angry? No. Why are you even talking on a baritone voice? Hey, come here, brother. No. What is your soprano? What is your soprano voice? What is it? The soprano voice, why is it? A bufon to voice here, Kosoro. And then, yes, I'm a friend. And then, yes, I'm a soprano. And I'm talking about respect and conform because we're Jimmy. Obini ne yiri nam. No I could do Dubai. No I catch and conform and say, hey, oh him, Obi Abusa catch and say mini abano. No vanity. What is submission and respect? Obuni kwam or catch on numa drew be woman. Now when I'm doing go Dubai, walk here with him. I know let's take no space. Now do I go Dubai? Now I catch yourself. Now at that moment, I catch myself. Me near Bano. Do you see that? At that moment, I can. No, can he? Me near Bano. Me cover him. Now my ring, my program, I'm going to be from. This is the thing. Also, one young girl, Queresta. Eba in Swano so be boon so cran bucket. Now come as bear 5. Omutimi no so 6 bucket. Now get you send so ma camels. Eliza say, the girl thou or bow beba. Now you bet catching is all my in so no be send so ma camels. The acid test is not the men drinking the water, but the camels. Now obey ya no or no now. So Eliza was not looking for beauty. Subine. Eliezer is not looking for beauty. If I take the girl there with the beauty, Sarah, Rebecca has all the quality. The beauty is intact, But the beauty has not caused her to be arrogant. He doesn't know them anywhere. He has never met them. Hey, young girl, we don't have bucket. We are strangers. Now, girl, you have to say, next time, I saw change on our name. He doesn't care about the waistcoat. No, they are going to be coming in. And the Bible says, he gave all the camels water. And later, they say, Lord, thank you for sending your angel. This is a young girl. Who can you qualify for it? What's the song, Adam Koda? The way our accounts are red, yellow, blue. When you start the engine, what yellow, blue, red. And Sabia, any red and kwa, na colors in your tree, it's a sign of when you start it. Then I'm going to think that it's a higher blue, not higher red, not higher green, not higher white. Oh, but so it's a red, you know, a red card. Yellow, no, not as a may, Jim, who you and I may be your unima. It's a no Casano and Sassy Pebbina. What is that? It's a demonstration. I'm telling you. Yeah, let me tell you something. The generation we are in, they are disrespectful. Disrespectful. Very, very disrespectful. Very. And your friend, Akukudro Bonnie. Papa, ya one in me or your papa a classmate. Fan of Okra. Do son na papa ball hands. Do more than I'm so say a friend is a scorpion. Papa king in say, papa in shiny mouth school, papa in a shay. I remember being papa, a woman came and said, may pass me child, maybe Kumubi. I called it was Mikunu. I have two ways of killing her, Mikunu. Met him as human croform and a cow can cause accident in Wu. I've been telling that story. The woman said, I have lived with my husband for 32 years. The money we save in America, $500,000 at that time, where you have a again. My teacher said, oh, had no bad story. Mekunu. 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 My friend said, Mame, where are you? I said, that's what I'm saying. I'm power. Now I'm saying, where are you? One food that cannot tell a friend is saying, Martin. Fit any woman, a odia. Prophet is in our castle, and I'm saying, Pastor John, I say, Mim, Bishop Pastor John, and I'm saying, can't you? Pastor John, I recorded. The whole people say, hey, take me there to go and beg. And I'm saying, who is Kanye Branson? The entrance face, can you come up, my man, and Sammy, I can't answer. I send a thing to Papa. And I'm saying, who is he coming to account to? Who is he? Funda kanu ma minister wo die ni fita o so be ku na me pass me so e yele me ba be see o. I am talking like this, maybe somebody sitting here e bi kran papa na ne twem pran o wa sori o te ha o se ko na ho wo e to ho baby. Chai na me ka se bi. And I'm becoming Hupa. And Sana Mubet Domin Crofua and Crofua and Mauma Waria and Maba Wedi Umkunumachim. And Sana Obed Domesa and Manum Di Umkumachim. Found now, so no ya Baba Wano, no Dubikuachi. So wait, what is going through? Is he attack or reaping? So you can go through something, some of them is attack, but another one is the reaping of a seed you sow. Stand to your feet. God is no mock. Whatsoever a young girl, a young boy soweth, she will reap it. Nyameba pepe obi abedi ukwechi. I just am paiboni adumi wuye du. Would you any up to our yeah? The lady told me, say, Papa, I never knew the man is married. I just got to know it today. Papa, I'm stepping out of it. Would you wound him? Would you crack sorry coach on in the hey mommy, good morning. That'd be good morning. When your papa show a dema, oh yen is a kung fu ninja. Just a papa, why yen go so go so go so go so. Or the whole papa not dream basa basa basa. It's a girl now doing the chintu. Niyama njia basa. Unfa wani hu. And I'm prophet from God on pay mau. Now I'm prophet. So I kwa na kwa. You think you can deceive God with prophet? No, God is not mock. No prophet has power to answer prayer. No, I can pray, but there's one person that answers prayer. Yes. As of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. See, this is a 3-1 go. This one, Jesus, he doesn't forgive sin. Jesus does not forgive sin. It's this one that forgives sin, but he forgives it through this one. When you ask the Father in my name, I don't. He only hold your hands to the Father and say, Papa, wakoba jamai, ba metia hoka, eji fachen. Ba Papa wiyankasa, onfa boninche. Wei, eno de boninche. So look at it. When you pray, say this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. Jesus is the one that teaching you how to pray that prayer. Tell the Father and forgive us. So God is the one that can forgive your sin. But Christ must be in the equation. This is it. It's never too late to be right. Because maybe I hear call. It's too late. Did you come to honor a trauma? Oh, Mompire. Oh, no, you didn't be a Mompire. Oh, Bani Pompire, Mompire. I told people, I said that sometimes you see couples trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The effort of the woman, if the man you've been put 50%, it will go through. Now, once you are hearing more at the end, it's because we are lazy. I know, like, it's a quarry about who more at the end. But you don't answer. I'm talking about the ones that. Listen to me. I'm talking about the ones that are doing well. Listen. And they are putting all the effort. Don't care their spirit. I'm telling you, make it easy for your husband to love you. Okay? Your strength. So, body in asum. No, did you attempt? Now, Deborah asum, no, and fewer. It doesn't mean this one is weak. She is very strong. Those who don't retaliate are the ones who are strong. So, never consider. That is why Jesus never responds to his critics. He's too strong in the inside. They say, did we not tell you a Samaritan, you have a devil? He said, I don't have a devil. I've told you the truth. Anybody that cannot harbor unforgiveness, that can let it go. And no, if somebody cannot be bitter, she is very strong. If somebody cannot get angry for the day to come and the night for 3 days, she is very strong. Take anybody that is always laughing. They live very long. I'm talking about the state of the heart. And hey, don't mistake it. When I talk about the heart, I'm not talking about that red thing there. I'm talking about your spirit, man. That's where all success begin from. Go back home and respect your husband. If you are preparing for marriage, let all men, when the guys meet and they are talking about you, let the testimonial be good. Never make conclusion about church people. Be very careful. Church people. I'm learning so many things. Sometimes, the people rather that you don't think of, they rather will not disappoint you. The ones you can hold on. I am learning so many things. There are people I thought they were something. I thought they were bad. I said, if anybody will run away, this person, they have stayed faithful. The one that is called snake under glass. Wow.
Oh, daddy. One pastor said, Papa, they are getting here. I'm spiritual. Daddy, I'm bombed by my daddy. You couldn't see me at church today as you are preaching. I want to fast and pray as you are preaching. Pretend it's spiritual. Every day. I said, Papa, when you are born, I feel like having sex with her. I said, he came with the spirit of lust. You could have driven her away. And I said, what happens? I did it. The ministry has fallen. Don't daddy me. I beg you, leave me alone. I mean, nobody is going to daddy. If you like, come and daddy me. No, that's why I don't give me. I told you, I'm going to keep repeating. I am not your friend, I'm your father. And you better learn how to relate to a father. I will not come down to any level. That standard, I'm staying there. I don't care whether you are married, man, single. I am your father. I see everybody here as a son and a daughter. And that is where the relationship is staying. It doesn't go beyond that. I can be fine with you. There are people in church I'm very close. I can joke with them. But the backside, my mindset has no change. It's very strong in the inside. I don't play games. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to meet Jesus and say, thou good and faithful servant. I don't want to dent my garment. Let your garment be white and pure. I don't want spot. Hallelujah. People tell me they are sorry. Sometimes they speak it and they cry. They speak it. One man said, Papa, you're riding home in mobile. I never thought one day I would be impotent. So I tried different guests in the hotel, nothing works. And the Lord said, don't pray any prayer. You don't pray for people I'm judging. I step out. Lift up your holy hands. The power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the whole night I told them, okay, so that's it. We are going heaven, no where we are. So you come, baby, heaven, baby, you come. I love the path. It will be hard, we know. And the road will be muddy and rough, but we will get. I was there, then the word started coming to my mouth. And I picked it. It will be hard, we know. But we are pretending we don't know. And you were? So, only Oban who are fair, and statistically, D is sign. Eh? By the nature, also who won't pay, but who namuno? Hey, a mere a honama road, you know, is muddy and rough. So discipline is part of our Christian walk. Now here, cohabitation is not Christianity. Fornication is not Christianity. Sex outside marriage. It's not Christianity. So don't make it. And that ability, that everything is telling you that this girl is an appetizer. But what's the one who say? Me family sanka. Hold on. And it will be muddy. Se untimi ntia wo dan ka na papa yi se ma me fi wa no na ji $20,000 na eno e starta fi anofi o e si wa no fi da anofi e starta e fa ne ba ko wi na it's called Oliver Atmomo when you have Emmanuel wie dia tell me na nso na e ko ni na o ko a ko afo be wa no akoka ban so so as a fire service. Never need that you get anything. Never be you. You use in your bar. Not so yes, away pet bit out of a man. Means fire service, my mentor, and my jail. So this is what you are telling me. I'm telling you.
If you see people preaching, that's what means they are not tempted. If Jesus was tempted, the Bible says he was tempted in all sides. Does it mean women tempted Jesus? He was surrounded by women. Did we know their heart? Who doesn't want to live with a miracle worker? After all, he's not a marriage man. You can think about the confusion around him. Mary Magdalene, I just cried now. Papa, he who, Papa was saying, "Can I just go ahead and go?" A fool, a nyan, a odo sa kokan. To Mary said, "Me, when nyan come a wow." Jesus said, "Don't touch me." Odo sa kokan Jesus. Asafo. Don't underestimate it. Let me tell you something. If you are charismatic, if you have charisma, you can't be careless. There are women I'm standing here, if they get me, they won't spare me. Oh, what are you talking about?
Yes.
You are pretending. No, I'm not talking about Ghana. Let me go abroad. It's not you I'm talking to. I didn't mention your name. If I go to Europe, if I go to Britain, oh, Father, I'm sorry. These angels, no. How many pastors have slept with church members? How many pastors? The one that caused them to fall was another woman who is married in the church. Do you know what it means to carry charisma? Even your manager, you didn't spare him. Is it your pastor that you spare? Manager, on sorry, Papa, you are always one crowing yan. What to the cost is all about now? So they say, Bo, won't start getting a corner to a bonuma. If you are now to the cost, I said, no, for Jim. No, I'm standing there. Asafo, when David called Bathsheba, he didn't resist.
No.
There is no the Bible says, on any press. So, no, can he Bathsheba say, opportunity has come. I didn't know we want to say, Papa, there be met 12 Kuma. Bathsheba could have traveled to Egypt. Bathsheba could have gone to Jordan. Or to Osasan in Emma Kofi Kawari. Or buy your bar. The Bible says you can change his mind at any time. But I can catch your body, Mimpel, the Kosuko Fio, and the Topoki Ko, Adichano Koto, Frankie's ice cream, vanilla. Now they are mixing with strawberry. Now the chocolate kakato so. No first spoon me inside the session chain. Now first one, a tena fashion and no. And no. And now your birthday. No. I told you, I said, when we are chasing again or some pewa, catch and say, no, I'm so glad you don't love me. I wish. But now I want you to be my sister. I mean, I just like you so much that I can't just lose you. So me myself, I don't have a biological sister, so you are my sister. So quiet shopping, but I say, oh sister, I just bought some things for you. When I'm also a nice dress, so sister, I saw some dress here. Munchapon and answer Munchapon. Oh, Dabi, I jump on it anyway, my sister. No, now they are back. Oh, and now your birthday. No, they can't call Kimpiski. Now call Buku for 7 people. The Tiaka. No, I catch you. So, for sister 7, bro. So, surprise, you call you, you are not a Kimpiski for say, happy birthday to you. Then they will say, oh, your brother came to book it. You don't need to continue to propose. She will propose. You are a hypocrite if you are not clapping for Jesus. You don't need to worry yourself. Just walk into the metal and say that. That's all. Yeah? Huh? There is nothing that can put a woman down than giving her attention and make her feel like you care. Minami and Jamie and Kaenya Papa Mami. Oh, that be. Hey, they call me what raps. Come on, me chasing mommy. Me to me, your bona on to me now. Me, do you know your beans? Me, your bona. Don't come on, us, woman, flower, over serious. And I'm a mesa na me omaje say number 1 na me say me ko soldier na me ko pe me yeku. Any one. Na ka chiro pe. Mhm. Tu na ka nuni ameka chiro. No. Oh yeah. I could do the chin abuafu. No, no, no. Catch her and say, now, oh, I'm so glad you are my sister. And spend time. Uba sana the car. Say, so you can use my car. Don't worry. I'll bring a mechanic to work on your car. When I finish, anytime, use my car. No, don't whistle. You have to go to work, so use my car. Just take it. No, Danny Fita, how did you set? Not that's in it two times. Sister, I've finished. What a brother. Brother Buno Titu say, now Titu could say, our dear Bessar, listen to me. Forget about your stubborn husband. Forget about his carnality. Just be spiritual and respectful. Paul say, you keep burning quails. But so jaguna pampem. By your attitude, which means so jaguni pampem.
That's right.
I've done him. Saturday night, make canoe. So, when you come now, you're mature that you can't do it. No? Mirror. No, me say, let a man be convinced. There are men, they can adjust to every stubborn woman. But those men are very mature and spiritual. There is a man of God I don't want to mention. His wife. Jesus, the tangent. It's like the opposite of a woman of God. He has kept the wife. She has sustained the marriage. I'm telling you. And he has done it by spirituality and maturity. But it's not every man that is like that. Not all men. No. Even not all pastors can handle something. I know a pastor in America, he sacked his wife in 2 weeks, he was doing wedding. How many years are sucking? Well, short time. People. Go home. Respect him. Love him. Stabilize your home. Don't invite too much demons. Girls, let the guy be convinced. Oh, what's going on, boy? Charlie, we don't see you now, so Charlie. I find some girl, Gina. Oh, that girl. Oh, wow, Charlie. You got a gift. She's cool. You're bold. You're bold. Hey! Why? Why you want to turn your place to a zoo? You want a lion? No, do you know what the guy, do you know the things they say? Especially when they start speaking pidgin English. This Katanga ho-ho boys. They tell you, say that, Charlie. What did they happen now? Huh? What they go on? Are they call you? You know they pick my call. That's a call. Your phone, it just they engage for a long time. What did they happen? Say, Charlie, some girl I find the call. Which one that you get his picture? You should say, hey! Why? When did your house become a zoo? You want to die? No, I'm telling you, they can say that like a joke. Because of what you did to that guy. When they meet, they talk. Even the pastors, when they meet, they talk. What is the use of beauty without character? You end up become negative statistics. It's not necessary. Read Bible. You think life is when a member it took a who near be found today wave bench wave. You think that is life? You think that is life? You think that one is life? No. Respect. Honor. I don't care the way which now say Suchrama and you know the me. So poor dear Brown say first day our father in law and you bow so mother in law found send a back. Ah, Kwame, about the Nabafi dear.
Mama Kuma Tommy. Nessa mommy or say Kwame, not this papa so my way. I'm telling you. Yeah. If we don't talk to this generation, some of them mess. There's something I'm dealing with in London. They went to have a wedding. Then the groom slept with the maid of honor. And they say now it's common. It's happening. Common. More developable. The kind of things people are doing, even the devil won't try. Do you know that Satan fears some people in the church? He fears them. Not because he fears them, say, anointing, strong, say, name of me, or no crab, say, if they go to hell, Satan will run away. Who do you down for a cheap? I prepare people and a new set made of honor. No, when you are bema, no water, no person in it. Ade! And no, some penny, some free. Hey, if you are walking around, if you are in church, listen to me. If you are here and you are getting around somebody's husband and the woman has warned you, I don't like the way, stay away from the man. Yes, one lady came to me and said that, Papa, there is a girl, I have warned her not to come around my husband because I don't like the attitude. Chonho, obi ni kose man huwa man, oni ba man nyaka, it's called Christo yaka. Oni ni nyaka wo Christo, na chonho fino. That's all. Unguna mencha, Richard, good morning, sir. No, I chose. And go be cool. On power and on power because of stressing and of reaching now we're dangerous. The only thing permanent is God and His word.
God bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Dot Prayer Center P.O. Box GP21421 Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 2424726555. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16 Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676766055 +233 2676766055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.